Hebrews chapter 13. Let love of the brothers continue. Don't be forgetful to entertain strangers, because by doing so, some have entertained angels without knowing it. Now, who was that? Who entertained angels without knowing it? We think of Abraham. He did that, and so did Lot. And there's a few other cases as well. And so this raises the question, actually, are there angels that are walking around the world, just we don't recognize them? They might appear as ordinary people, but our attitude to them is our attitude to the angel who's, as it were, behind them, our attitude to God. So, remember also those who are in prison, as if you're bound with them. And in those days, of course, there were quite a lot of Christians in prison. Let marriage be had in honour among all, and let the bed be undefiled. But fornicators and adulterers God will judge. So God is very much a God of family life, and he is against a destruction of family life, and he's against simply having relationships outside of marriage in a casual sort of way. Be free from the love of money. Be content with such things as you have. For God himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Now, if he's promised that to us, we needn't rush around trying to get rich. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear. What shall man do unto me? Remember those who have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their life, and copy their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. All that means is that the Jesus who loved little children, the Jesus who hated hypocrisy, especially in religion, the Jesus who died to save people, that's how he was yesterday, that's how he is with us today, that's how he feels about us today, and that's how he will be forever. That's how he will be when we meet him at the Day of Judgment. So you know how it is with some people, you think you know them, and then suddenly they turn another face, and you think, oh, I see, so you're not like I thought you were. And it's very disappointing, and can be quite frightening. Now, with Jesus, that is not the case. He is the same now as he will be, and as he was in his ministry, as recorded in the Gospels, is how he will be when we meet him. Don't be carried away with various and strange teachings. See, people, as Paul says to Timothy, they always want to hear something new. And with these wonderful realities of Jesus, you don't need all that continual petty little stimulation. It's good that the heart is established, is made stable by grace, not by food laws which have never given blessing and profit to those who've been obsessed with them. We have an altar of which they have no right to eat who serve the tabernacle. For the bodies of those animals whose blood is brought into the holy place by the high priest as an offering for sin are burned without the camp. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people through his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us therefore go forth unto him. So it's a case of, in a sense, leaving society. We've got to go forth unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we do not have any continuing city, but we seek after the city which is to come. So as he says elsewhere, we are strangers and pilgrims. But this is not our real home. This is not where we're feeling confident and happy that this is where I'm from and this is where I shall live and stay and die. We're looking for a kingdom. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of lips which make confession to his name. But to do good and to communicate, don't forget, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. So sharing is a sacrifice. And it's not so easy to share, but that is life lived in the Spirit of Jesus. Obey those who have the rule over you and submit yourselves to them, because they're looking out on behalf of your souls as those who must give account, that they may do this with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Pray for us, for we are persuaded that we have a good conscience, desiring to live honestly in all things. And I encourage you the more to do this, that I may be restored to you quicker. Now the God of peace, who brought again from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep with the blood of the eternal covenant, even our Lord Jesus, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his eyes through Jesus Christ. So God is working in us, in our minds, in our hearts, perfecting us. But I encourage you, brothers, bear with this word of encouragement, because I have written it in a few words. Know that our brother Timothy has been set at freedom, and so with him, if he comes shortly, I will see you. Greet all those who have the rule over you, and all the saints. They of Italy salute you. Grace be with you all. Amen.